I'd like you to see someone, said Stevie as they talked together at Dad McPherson's one night after training. It might help.
Help? Exclaimed Hugh. I've had help enough. Steaks, massage, my own track, handmade spikes from London. I'll tell you the help I need. I need a bloody miracle.
Calm down,
said his friend sharply as there was a knock at the door.
Here, he added, I'd like you to meet Jock Wallace.
He ushered into the living room a big, heavy, grey-haired man in his mid-50s, cap in hand. The man looked uneasy and immediately sensed Hugh's antagonism as he lay on the bed on his stomach, with Dad's smooth fingers kneading his calves.
Sorry to trouble you at this time,
he said apologetically as Hugh looked up. Gathering himself, he blurted,
Just some advice. You forget about Featherstone. You're no running against him. You run against yourself when you got big money on your back. Run in 4 feet of space, that's all. Just run in 4 feet of space.
He picked up his cap, nodded at Stevie, and was led out of the room by McPherson. Hugh scowled and looked at Stevie.
What did he mean, 4 feet of space?
He meant run your race. If it's good enough, you'll win. If not, you'll lose. So just drill through your 4 feet of space. That's what sprinting's all about. You run in blinkers.
What does he know about it?
You know who that was? That's Wallace of Perth. He won the Powderhall Sprint in 1888. That old man ran with £5,000 on his back. He's been there. He's been through it. He knows.
Wallace of Perth. Hugh had heard of him. 12.7 seconds off 2 yards handicap on crushed snow. Wallace had been a legend in his time, a Scot who had taken on and beaten some of the best professional sprinters in the world.